This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. When it comes to lab-grown meat, who would you trust to be the regulator? The Food and Drug Administration or the U.S. Department of Agriculture? I'll talk about it coming up after this.
638, 6,272,639. There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We counted. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seed bed in the industry and target a nickel size area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high efficiency farming, there's one name to count on, Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/inches.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles, with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
Well, this is quite a battle between two federal agencies. Played out at a day-long meeting a week ago, a turf war between the Food and Drug Administration and the Department of Agriculture. As the FDA asserted its jurisdiction over products made of chicken and beef and pork and seafood cells grown in a culture medium. Despite recent calls from members of the House of Representatives to leave that responsibility, with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, cultured meat, sometimes called lab-grown meat, is made by extracting cells from an animal and prompting the cells to mature into muscle fibers and to grow in a bioreactor. No products yet have hit the market, though several companies have suggested that their first generation of cultured meat will be available in the next 5 years. A director of the Center for Food Safety and Applied Nutrition at the Food and Drug Administration, Susan Main, said these are the early days, but make no mistake, the FDA has been preparing for this for quite some time. In her words now, this is not our first rodeo, so to speak, in this area. Now, it is true that the FDA has expertise in judging the safety of foods that involve cultured cells, but in the tangle of federal food safety regulations, a few categories of products are indeed regulated by the USDA's Food Safety Inspection Service. And the service, the FSIS, has done a very good job over decades regulating meat and poultry and processed egg products such as cartons of pourable eggs and also catfish. And although cultured meat production facilities may look very different from livestock, feedlots, and slaughterhouses, some people argue that their status as meat-producing facilities puts them firmly under, or should put them under, the control of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. I'll be back after this.